The Indian miner Adani has rejected suggestions that a restructure of its business has made its massive coal project in Queensland's Galilee Basin unviable. A report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says a decision to break up the company into several different entities will make it impossible to raise enough funds to build the mine. But Adani says the report is flawed and it insists the restructure won't affect its plans. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
It's about 9 months since the federal government approved Adani's Carmichael Mine and Rail Project, a project that's been estimated to be worth $16.5 billion. And since that time, Adani has sought to highlight the benefits of the project for Queensland's economy.
Adani means 10,000 jobs for Queensland workers, from young apprentices through to older skilled workers. Adani means.
But not everybody believes the project has a future, like Tim Buckley from the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. That institute says its mission is to help reduce the world's dependence on coal and other non-renewable energy resources. And last week, Tim Buckley appeared as an expert witness on behalf of conservationists in a challenge to the mine's approval in Queensland's Land Court. And now he's crunched the numbers on the impact of Adani's restructure on the feasibility of the Carmichael mine.
They announced a major restructuring back in January 2015. And it was very well received by the Indian equity market. Adani Enterprises' share price went up 15-20% relative to the market in the space of the first quarter of 2015. And I think that's a correct reflection of the benefits that this restructuring bring to independent shareholders in the form of greater liquidity, greater transparency, and a bigger free float for the three listed Adani corporations.
The demerger has seen Adani Enterprises split into three separate companies listed on India's share market: the coal business, the ports division, and the power business.
In that process, the market capitalization of Adani Enterprises, on my estimate, shrinks from $11.8 billion down to $2.5 billion. So it's an 80% reduction in the market capitalization of Adani Enterprises, the parent entity of Adani Mining. Commensurate with an 80% reduction in market capitalization will be an 80% reduction, give or take, in their financing capacity. So I think it has huge implications to the negative for their financing ability for the Adani mine in Carmichael.
There's more than one way to raise finance, though. There's other options that they could take to make this happen, get another player involved, try to raise more equity on the market. There's not just one way that Adani could try to fund this. Why do you think that they might not go to the market and find another alternative?
I think they will look at all alternatives, including all of the recommendations or suggestions you put. But at the end of the day, the parent entity, Adani Mining, will have a market capitalization of $2.5 billion. It has net debt, on my estimates, already of $2 billion. So it's already pretty fully geared. And it needs to fund a project that's going to cost north of $10 billion. Now, the mine and the rail components of that are two-thirds of the investment. Adani Enterprises needs to invest $5, $6, $7, $8 billion into a project when their own market capitalization is down at $2.5 billion. So they will have to do a equity raising, which is multiples of their current market capitalization post-restructuring. So I think it just makes it much harder.
In a statement, Adani has rejected the findings of the report. It says the bulk of the shares in the new companies will be retained by Adani Enterprises. And so it says it's still on track to raise the $6.85 billion US it needs to start producing coal by 2017.
Pat McGrath reporting.